Once upon a time, there was a village named Zabanchanas. Everyone there was very happy. They were communicative, friendly, and humble. They helped each other all the time. They laughed with each other when someone joked. If someone needed help, someone else would come around and help that person. If someone felt upset, everyone would do anything to help him or her. The city was nicknamed Wealthy Peer Group because of the members. But one day, something bad happened. A dragon showed up and attacked this nice village. At first, the dragon attacked the church and made everyone upset. Then, the dragon attacked the people. The king Hossein Naseri decided to find some solution to this problem. At first, he decided to talk to the dragon and have the negotiation clean and peaceful. He said, "What's your name, Mr. Dragon?" The dragon said,
"My name is Grammar Dude. I love to study grammar. And I think everyone here is spamming. Because grammar is everything."
The king said, "But I don't think so. People are happy and appreciated by the way they're studying. We have some people here who learn to speak with this method. Why you're saying this is spamming?" The dragon said,
"You guys aren't capable of criticizing. I'll destroy here."
So the king had no choice. At first, he gave one free premium account to the dragon. The dragon took the account and continued attacking the village. Second, the king gave all the grammar books to the grammar dude, but he took the books and still attacked the village. The king decided to give Farzad Torment to the dragon, but the dragon got angrier.
"Why are you giving him to me? Since I've come to this village, he constantly is pushing the report button. I don't need him."
And he continued attacking the village. Everyone gathered and decided to talk with the king.
"We need help! We need a hero!"
The king said, "Everyone, please be calm. I know someone. I'll call him and ask him to help us." I think he changed his number.
"Oh no! We need help! Someone must help us or our village is gonna be ruined!"
The king said, Okay, I have another phone number. Let me call him." The king called the hero, and the hero accepted to help the village. He arrived to the village and said, "Show me the opponent." People pointed the dragon that was behind the hero.
"Who called me?"
asked the dragon.
"Holy moly! You didn't say that it was a dragon, man. It's huge. Is it a grammar dude?" asked the hero. The king nodded. "Okay, you have to pay me more. It's gonna be expensive," the hero said, and attacked the dragon. First, he darted to the dragon, but the dragon spread out wild fires. But our hero dodged it and threw his knife to one of dragon's eyes. The dragon uttered a shrill cry of pain and ran away.
Everyone was happy. One of them asked the hero's name. But the hero took the money and said, "I'm handsome and I'm cool." And he was gone.